We'll be so much smarter a year or two from now when we can look across thousands of patients and really analyze that in far more detail to really understand what patients are at higher risk and who may not be at higher risk. And then couple that with the emerging science that is starting to come out in the literature about why COVID and coronavirus causes such severe disease.